Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. France has become the latest country to launch airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria. The presidential office in Paris said they'd hit targets identified over the past fortnight. The French Air Force has already been flying raids in neighboring Iraq, which has also lost territory to IS. Sebastian Usher reports.
The widening of French airstrikes against IS, the office of President Hollande said, was a question of national defense. Until now, the French have not targeted IS in Syria to avoid strengthening President Assad's position. Western powers still see him as the problem, not the solution. But compromise may be in the air. This week's UN General Assembly is the stage for a renewed diplomatic drive. All eyes will be on President Putin when he speaks tomorrow to gauge whether the diplomatic momentum this time might go further than previous failed initiatives.
Iraq says it's engaged in intelligence and security cooperation with Russia, Iran, and Syria to help in the battle against Islamic State militants. A statement from the Iraqi military said the aim was to monitor what it called the movements of terrorists and degrade their capacity. The statement said agreement had come with increased concern in Moscow over the presence of thousands of Russians engaged in criminal acts with IS. In recent weeks, Russia has stepped up its military support for President Assad in neighboring Syria, also aimed, Moscow says, at combating the jihadists. The Afghan government says at least 300 fighters declaring allegiance to the Islamic State group, or IS, have attacked a number of police posts in the eastern province of Nangarhar. Charles Haviland reports.
The indications are that these clashes with IS are continuing. The local district chief told the BBC government forces were putting up resistance, but he said two of them have died, while 35 attackers were killed or injured. The Interior Ministry spokesman said the attack came a day after a special operation by government forces, which resulted in 51 IS deaths. There is concern in both Kabul and Washington about the growth of IS. In Nangarhar, they've been torturing and beheading people and taking prisoners, according to locals.
Charles Haviland. Voting is underway in the Spanish region of Catalonia in an election that's being seen as a crucial test of support for independence. Catalan separatist parties, who are ahead in opinion polls, say victory would give them a mandate to start a process leading to the creation of a new state. The Spanish government, which refused to allow a referendum, has vowed to fight the plan in court. Tom Burridge is at a polling station in Barcelona.
Turnout will be crucial, and even if that pro-independence coalition wins the majority of seats, it's unclear how they will proceed. And the Spanish government in Madrid says it will use all means possible to stop the creation of an independent Catalonia.
Tom Burridge reporting. World News from the BBC. Nepal has asked international airlines flying into Kathmandu to bring their own aviation fuel as a consequence of what it called an unannounced economic blockade by India. Most of the petrol stations in Nepal are reported to be closed because protests against a new constitution in the southern plains have affected goods traffic from India. Nepal is almost totally dependent on its land routes with India for essential supplies. Newspaper reports from Germany say the embattled Volkswagen company was warned some time ago that illegal practices were being used to falsify emissions tests of its diesel cars. The reports say it became apparent during the current internal investigation that a technician had issued such a warning 4 years ago. One paper says the company supplying the software had warned Volkswagen as early as 2007 that its use was illegal. The scandal, the biggest in Volkswagen's history, threatens to cost the company billions of dollars in fines. Vehicles have been banned from the centre of the French capital, Paris, today in a symbolic move ahead of a climate conference to be held there in December. The city's mayor, Anne Hidalgo, says she wants to show that it's possible for people to live together with fewer motor vehicles. The historic centre, including streets around Notre Dame and the Eiffel Tower, will be open only to pedestrians. From central Paris, Hugh Schofield has this report.
So here I am, lunchtime on the Champs-Élysées, and normally even on a Sunday the road here would be thick with traffic, apart from the tourist attraction. The Champs-Élysées is the main thoroughfare into the centre of Paris, but today it's completely transformed. There are pedestrians by the thousands strolling down the tarmac, cyclists, rollerbladers and so on. Overall, about a third of Paris is covered by this car-free day. The aim, of course, is to show an example ahead of the UN climate conference that takes place here in a couple of months' time.
Hugh Schofield reporting from Paris. That's the latest BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语 kekenet.com。